I invite you to follow Maxine as you choose, in whatever free association occurs to you. But I'd also hope that you'll, as Maxine does, bring your current work into it.
All right. You know, I love, of course, you know, your vision of, you know, the open borders, the Burlingame Treaty. And all these things, you know, they speak to, you know, the highest parts of us. At the same time, I think that when I look around the world or America, I see this profound ambivalence. You know, we want to believe, and yet we are terrified. This morning, I belong to a breakfast group in Cambridge, and the topic this morning actually was newcomers, immigration. And so, you know, many of the people who provide special services to new immigrants were there. And, you know, the room is full of forward-thinking, open people. And yet, even in this group, I could see there was ambivalence. You know, even in this group, there were people who were providing the programs who were sort of saying things like, well, what happens in the second generation? Are they going to be on these programs forever? You know, or do they, you know, what's going to happen? Is there going to be a permanent underclass? I see this just a lot of apprehension about where our idealism is taking us. I see it too, I'm sure you've all followed all the controversy about Amy Chua and her book, Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. You know, I looked at mine at some of the comments, and, you know, it's all about robots and being taken over, and, you know, and you can feel, you know, the fear is just palpable. And I think that, but, you know, I wish somehow that the people would become a little less emotional. I mean, of course, we're all about, you know, any people I don't. But there's a time to step it back a little bit. A really wonderful book has been written called Inheriting the City by Mary. There are a number of authors. I know one of the authors is Mary Waters, and if I were more prepared, I would know the authors also. But in her book, she talks very much, not about just about the first generation, but also the second generation. And how actually second generation immigrants are the most creative of any group in America.